This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. I'll tell you what, if it's not one macroeconomic thing out there, it's another. Today is deadline day for Bank of America. Back in March, the frequently troubled bank only conditionally passed a Federal Reserve stress test, the hypotheticals that the Fed puts big banks through to see whether they can make it through another Lehman Brothers, for instance. B of A's retest results were due today, and Marketplace's Sabri Benishour reports the bank had some work to do.
So Bank of America did not totally fail the Fed stress test this spring. It didn't totally pass it either, but it didn't totally fail. The Fed looked at Bank of America and it said, yeah, okay, you would have enough capital to get through another recession, but...
Bank of America had what the Federal Reserve described as deficiencies in the qualitative side.
Stephen Bigger is with Argus Research. What does qualitative side even mean? It means Bank of America got the right answer on the test, but it didn't show enough of its work, or at least the Fed didn't like its work. David Hilder is senior bank analyst at Drexel Hamilton.
My sense is that what the Fed asks for is more detailed scenario analysis, business by business, region by region.
Bank of America has had trouble with three of its past five stress tests. A stock buyback plan was scrapped last year because of miscalculations. In 2011, the Fed shot down a plan to raise dividends.
In recent years, it's been among the weaker banks.
Anat Admati is professor of finance at Stanford. She says even if Bank of America passes with flying colors, she's still skeptical about stress tests in general.
They don't see through the entire complicated system. The system has a lot of connections across it, within it. The trouble is going to come from the things that are not in the models.
Value of stress tests aside, it's true that the next big surprise will be, by definition, a surprise. In New York, I'm Sabri Benishour for Marketplace.